Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
Secondhand smoke doesn't belong in a kid's world, but one in five Oklahoma kids live with it every day. Tobacco is still a problem for Oklahoma kids. Protect them from secondhand smoke by making their world smoke-free. Learn more at stopswithme.com, a program of TSET.
Well, demand is booming for U.S. beef, pork, and lamb exports. I had the opportunity to speak with CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, Dan Hallstrom, and he says we're on a record pace.
Demand is booming, and it's broad-based demand. It's Japan, it's Korea, it's Mexico, but then it's also some emerging markets like a place like Colombia and Peru and some of the Central American countries. So I think the real moral of the story here, and of course I left out China, but China's also a big boomer this year. So it's broad-based demand is really contributing to this record growth.
Hallstrom said as devastating as the COVID-19 pandemic has been, it has provided some good opportunities.
We're just now coming out of COVID-19 lockdowns in Asia. Japan and Korea for the last year have had very limited food service capabilities at sit-down restaurants. This is an opportunity because Joel Haggard, our gentleman in charge of the Asia region, calls it revenge spending. So we're going to see some rebound in food service. But the one thing that's happened is that the online e-commerce business has just boomed globally, but especially in Asia, in places like Korea and Japan. And I think a lot of this trend towards whether it's online pickup or online delivery, I think a lot of this stays, even with the return back to whatever the new normal is for food service.
One issue that keeps coming up over and over in many industries is the issues at ports.
I mean, we're up 18% year to date. We should be higher. Why? Because there's this issue with, and it's not just the West Coast ports, it's really all the major ports are backed up to some degree, and it's not just in the U.S., it's globally. China, South China especially, has huge backups in their ports. So this is not an easy issue. I mean, it's a very complex issue. It's a combination of not only shortages of containers, but shortages of truckers to move the containers, shortages of chassis to load the containers on, and then there's this incentive to increase the number of empties that are loaded out of the West Coast to go back to Asia. And you might think, well, why is that? Because they can load an empty much quicker than they can load a full one. And why would they do that? Well, because the freight rates are so, the much higher freight rate coming from Asia back here. In the meantime, we need to continue to work with Pacific Maritime Commission and the groups that have oversight to, number one, increase hours. That's something that's being done as we speak in Long Beach and in L.A., increase the hours, maybe have some waivers on over-the-road limits on weights, things like this. So the good news in all this is that we're getting awareness around the issue, and there is quite a bit of effort being done to try to improve it.
Hallstrom mentioned it's important that producers let their congressmen and elected officials know about this issue and encourage them to try to find solutions at the ports. You've got farm news on Ron. If you ever find yourself in a dispute, don't forget about the Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program. The Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program has been helping people in agriculture resolve conflicts since 1987. Their professional mediators can help farmers and ranchers and federal agencies work together to reach a good solution without getting into the courts. So the next time a conflict comes up with lease issues or family farm transitions, neighbor disputes, or anything else that might need a mediator, give Oklahoma Ag Mediation a call at 800-248-5465 or go to ok.gov/mediation. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.